Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
And joining us on the Troker College Live Line, political analyst Ken Crooley, as we take a look at the mayoral race in Buffalo as early voting began over the weekend. Ken, thanks for being with us. We'll get to the candidates debating tonight in just a moment, what you expect to hear out of them. But, you know, having a debate while the polls are still open kind of underscores that, you know, these campaigns have to run, you know, as you get a little closer and closer to Election Day, somewhat differently than they used to, don't they? Because so many people have the option and end up actually going to the polls early, you are sometimes kind of left wondering, well, exactly who do I need to reach at what point during my campaign?
Yeah, that's a good point, Brian. And it's pretty hard to figure out because there's not any clear evidence who actually goes to vote. Early, those sorts of records might exist, but linking them into individual campaigns and who they might support is very difficult. It does change the planning for a campaign. The campaign has to basically be sort of done with a lot of its presentation by the beginning of early voting because folks are making up their minds. But the campaign goes on, and we have one more week, and there's still another 5 or 6 days of early voting left, so everything is going to proceed on kind of a dual track.
Five candidates running for Buffalo mayor in this primary. Polls say it's really a two-man race. Is there a chance for an upset?
I think that'll be very hard because the Chris Scanlon, the acting mayor, and Sean Ryan, the state senator, have the resources and have the visibility and have gotten the attention in terms of press conferences and other things to come to the forefront. The others, not so much. And you need the visibility to make some dent in things. So I think that an upset from the one of the two prime candidates is unlikely tonight or next week when the results are in.
Yeah, the final point. So what is so far in the campaign has, do you think, resonated with voters around the city of Buffalo? You know, what campaign points have resonated so far that you would expect to hear kind of hammered home for the final time during tonight's debate over on Channel 7?
I think that one of the things that is going to be brought up again tonight is Chris Scanlon and a possible connection with Carl Paladino. We've talked about this in the previous interview and wondering whether the visibility of Carl, who's not been as active in the community as previously, maybe that's faded, but the commercials seem to have brought the thing back to life. And the best evidence of that is the fact that Chris Scanlon now has a TV commercial where he denounces Carl Paladino's activities. So that's a very significant step. And I think that will probably be something that Ryan certainly will be bringing up, maybe the others in the debate tonight. The other things have been playing pretty much consistently. Scanlon's been criticizing Ryan for his connections with India Walton's campaign 4 years ago and other things like that. And everybody talks about potholes and parks. But I think that the one that may have hit a nerve is the Palladino issue.
On that, Ken, Chris Scanlon's ads right now are reacting to Ryan's attack ads. Does that indicate to you that this is a very close race between the two?
I think it's a very close race, yes. I think that it's going to, I mean, overall, we're talking about potentially maybe 30,000 votes divided up among five candidates. That means the winning candidate might have only 12 or 15,000 votes. And so everything is very critical, and every point that scores for one candidate or hurts another candidate is critical because of the relatively small number of votes that are going to be cast in this primary election.
When you look at the map of where some of the donors come from and who exactly is pulling for who, it would seem that, you know, Chris Scanlon would have an advantage both on number of people donating to the campaign, also the areas of the city that have a lot of donations. The thing that really kind of got me is that in the areas where Chris Scanlon has a big lead in people donating to his campaign, he really has a commanding lead. Whereas the areas where Sean Ryan has a lead, you know, there's a little bit more of a representation in some of these, you know, like the Elmwood Bidwell neighborhood for Chris Scanlon. Should that be worrisome for the Ryan campaign?
Well, in terms of the number of donors, Scanlon's campaign has had hundreds and hundreds of donors, and they have had more donors than the Ryan campaign. The Ryan campaign has relied somewhat more on larger contributions from people. And so that has some significance in the campaign. How much remains to be seen. A lot of the donations to Scanlon are from folks that are in the South District, which is the district he represented on the council. And he will do very, very well in the South District. The question is how he breaks out from that. The same is true for Ryan. Ryan will do very well in the Delaware District, which over the last five primaries has been the one that has produced the most votes. How he does in other districts also is up in the air. It all just keeps focusing back to the tightness of the race.
Regardless of who wins next Tuesday, Ken, should we expect to see both Scanlon and Ryan again in November?
Well, Scanlon has produced independent petitions to keep him on the ballot in November. Ryan has the Working Families Party endorsement, which is not being challenged, so he will be on the ballot in November. The question is, if the race is close, they could very well continue right on through November. If for some reason unexpected, there's one candidate dominates the primary next week, maybe that'll give someone second thoughts about how actively they want to campaign. But at least on paper, there's the makings of both of them being on the ballot. And for that matter, Garnell Whitfield also had independent petitions. Michael Gaynor, who's not in the Democratic primary, has independent petitions. And there's also the Republican candidate, James Gardner. So we could have five candidates on the ballot in November, just like we have for the primary next week.
Well, Ken, always appreciate your time this morning, and you know, I'm sure we'll be checking in again soon as this race really tightens up. Ken Crooley, political analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.